You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Stephen Sato, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and you've just joined the Are You OK campaign as a new Stronger Together campaign manager. Tell us about this new journey in your career.
In 2019, the Stronger Together campaign was launched, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of it. And it was developed in consultation with our advisory board, comprising of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from across the country with lots of different expertise into suicide prevention. And that's really what Stronger Together aims to do, is encourage the conversation about mental health with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So being a part of that, the initial campaign, gave me a lot of opportunity to research and learn more about mental health and the rates of suicide that we do see in our communities. And then this opportunity came up.
Because the suicide is a very, very delicate topic to talk about, and mental health issues, because and the rates are extremely disturbing when it comes to First Nations people. I've dealt with situations with suicides for young kids, even, you know, committing suicide. This is a situation that's really alarming.
It really is. And to see our young people even having the thought and the opportunity to take their own life, it's really concerning, and that's why this campaign's been established.
It's been established, and it's just about the campaign itself. Are you okay? It's a very simple question, but that can have a very strong impact if you take the time to ask that question, which many people nowadays don't tend to ask it to their fellow human beings, I would say, not even loved ones, but the fellow human beings. This is a simple question that we should be asking every day, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. And I think in this time of COVID and the spotlight that is being put on racism, there's a lot of things that is compounding, so it's more important than ever to check in on our friends and family and ask, and really just ask that question, are you okay?
Yeah. And are you okay? We've got a specific time frame for the campaign. Actually, it's something we could be asking every day, but there's a good particular time during the year, which is in a few weeks or few months' time, that the campaign will officially launch. Tell us about how events are planning leading up to this Are You Okay Day in 2020.
So the Stronger Together campaign specifically is running, I suppose, in its current form. But what I'm doing now is reaching out to Aboriginal community-controlled organisations, some of our peak organisations, workplaces and different communities, just to introduce myself and also the resources that are available as part of the campaign. So we'll start to work to localise some of those resources. Now that things are starting to open back up, we'll have opportunity to do some face-to-face events and activations and things like that. So we really want to get that community input into the existing campaign and develop it.
And how important is it to embrace Indigenous culture in this campaign?
Our cultural practice, it's very, our family, our kinship, it's very interconnected. So finding ways that we can, if we're dancing, if we're painting, if we're yarning, incorporating the Are You OK message into those kind of cultural practices is really important. And also, I suppose, for non-Indigenous people to start to really see the statistics that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are facing. And I think that's the opportunity. It's even though Stronger Together is very targeted to talking to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, it's an opportunity for non-Indigenous people to get involved as well.
No, it's a question for everyone, most definitely. It's definitely a question that everyone out there should be asking to loved ones, to everyone, even in the street. Are you okay? But we don't talk to each other anymore, so it's...
And I think, and with COVID and the isolation and the lockdown that people have been experiencing, they've been at home by themselves and they've really had no opportunity to talk to anyone. So it's more important than ever to be asking that question and having those conversations. We're stronger together. We're going through an incredible period of change, and change can happen, it must happen, but we've got to do it together. And it's really important that we do ask our friends, family and people in our world, are you okay?
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.